and welcome. It's hour number three. Hour number three of our radio program, the rare and appropriate NBA Mallard Monologue. Less than a week before training camp opens, the losingest franchise in North American sport, the Minnesota Timberwolves, fired their GM. Does this episode set the Wolves franchise back to square one, or is that nonsense? We will discuss, and also the scandal involving this head of basketball ops for the Timberwolves. We'll get to that right now in hour number three. Howling like a wolf. Welcome in the beginning of yet another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are together in the air everywhere as we act like a well-oiled machine, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the coaster, the roller coaster of the nocturnal life, the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location somewhere in the North Woods. And here we are back at it again. Our lead this hour coming from Pro Bouncy Ball. That's right, the rare and appropriate Mallard Monologue about the NBA. Now, this is typically something that we would not bring up, but then we had the gift of scandal, which we'll get to in a couple minutes. But this is the part of the calendar. We're in mid to late September now, and training camp is going to open up, believe it or not, less than a week away from training camp. So the news out of the Twin Cities was a neutron bomb. Now, if you have not heard for some reason, maybe not, the Timberwolves, in a hastily put together news release, announced that they had fired their president of basketball ops, Gerson Rosas, out. See you later. The quote from Glenn Taylor, the owner, said, "As an organization, we remain committed to building a winning team that our fans and city can be proud of." Boy, that sounds like any executive anywhere, any owner that changes GMs. Doesn't that sound like that? That doesn't mention the city. It doesn't mention, you know, it doesn't mention the name of the city. It doesn't mention the name of the team. It's just as generic as possible. "As an organization, we remain committed to building a winning team that our fans and city can be proud of." Can you say about any team in sports? All right, way to put some thought into it, Glenn Taylor. He likely had nothing to do with this. This likely came from some PR hack, and they said, "Hey, we're going to fire this guy. Do it." So the Timberwolves had hired Rosas with a glowing resume. He is beloved by the basketball media cartel. Back in May of 2019, he was seen as a prodigy in basketball circles, an analytical star, and he was into all of the new thingamajigs that are out there. And boy, and people were so taken aback by this that even Karl Anthony Towns, the big star of the morbid Timberwolves, he reacted to Rosas' firing with three words, actually three letters, WTF, which does not mean the Washington team football. I think it means something else. Now, the Wolves immediately put in an interim GM in place as they get set to start another miserable season of professional basketball. So let us discuss, though. A lot of overreactions. I like the overreactions. I'm in the overreaction business, but I get a chuckle when people have the wrong overreaction. So we'll get to the scandal in a minute, but let's start with this. The question, does this episode, hiring a GM in May of 2019 and then getting rid of the GM in September of 2021, does that set the franchise back in Minnesota to square one? And I'm shaking my head. You can't see me, but I'm shaking my head no. My views on this, you've got the Pentagon, loose lips, and elevator pitch. And we'll connect all of this together into a nice, neat little package. Now, first of all, chances are you're not a Timberwolves fan, even if you're in Minnesota, and you might not care about the Timberwolves. But this is an interesting story because we have a scandal, and we have someone who is thought of as an up-and-comer in their profession in sports who has been given an unceremonial departure. But does that mean that the Wolves are back to square one? Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! They already are at square one. They have been treading water in a clogged toilet. That is what that franchise has done. And this is, at worst, a lateral move. It doesn't change anything. The Timberwolves have been a circus sideshow. They were a circus sideshow before Gerson Rosas arrived, and they continued down that path during his very brief tenure. The idea that he had started to correct the Wolves' den is a lie. It's farcical, right? The media guys and gals were taken aback because they had no inkling that this was coming. And they also, let's be honest here, they liked this guy. Rosas knew how to play the media as the puppeteer. They liked his charming personality, and a lot of people who claimed to know a lot of inside information in the NBA were blindsided. This didn't come from Shams or Woj. This didn't come from any of them. And that's the part of the story that ruffled the feathers of the NBA media cartel. Typically, there are rumblings. Right, it's kind of like when you have a problem with your stomach. You know, when you have like diarrhea, when you have that, you kind of know it's coming, right? You feel the stomach moving around. Maybe it makes some sounds, and you know this is not going to end well. But there was none of that. Right? There's none of that. There's no indication of upheaval from the insider crowd. This was a Pentagon special. Shock and awe. Shock and awe. The NBA scribes who claim to be all omnipresent and know everything and see everything and hear everything. And not only them, but the Minnesota players were stunned, confused, overwhelmed, paralyzed. All of those big words. But right up until the guillotine came down on Rosas, the GM here, the Wolves gave no indication that any kind of change was going to happen. It was business as usual. We were told that Rosas was still holding meetings at the practice facility on Wednesday morning before being whacked Wednesday afternoon from the job. All right, so secondly, let's get now to the good stuff here. You might want to put your hazmat suit on. What does this all tell us? Well, it tells us right away, when I saw this story, I was like, well, that's an okay story, but it's not a great story. And I'm not going to do a monologue on it. When I first heard about this, I'm not going to do a monologue on it. I'm going to wait. I'm going to see what happens here. Because just firing the GM, who cares? But when you have scandal entering the story, now you got something. All right, we had an inkling, as I said, something shady had happened. Storm clouds hovering around, and it turned out that we were not wrong. Of course, you don't have to be Inspector Gadget to figure this stuff out. We have learned in the hours since this came down that indeed a tawdry, taboo scandal has taken place. Now, the word on the street is that Gerson Rosas, according to multiple reports here, the reason he was excommunicated as the Wolves' head of basketball ops,
you're fired,
was for the term being used, creating a toxic culture, but here's the key part, inappropriate relationship. Now, what does that mean? In layman's terms, he couldn't keep the sausage in the pants. That's what that means. Now, my Spidey-like senses tell me that someone had loose lips and they went to what we call HR, human resources, a human resources violation.
Me so horny. Me love you long time.
Now, Rosas is accused of having a extramarital affair in the office, a little office hanky-panky, with a member of the organization. Hubba, hubba, hubba. I hope it was worth it. That's a good job. That's a high-paying job. I don't know that any piece of you-know-what is worth that, but maybe that's the case for him. I have no idea. Now, what is the most likely scenario here? I've got a couple of options. I don't know the answer, by the way. We're just speculating. That's what we do. We're in the speculation business. So here are the thoughts I had. Door number one. So Rosas, the former head of basketball ops for the Wolves, is doing the hanky-panky with one of the assistants in the front office. Decides he wants to end it for whatever reason. That person gets upset and goes to HR. So that's door number one. Door number two is he's going to Pound Town with this assistant on the Wolves, and somebody who's also in the front office of the Wolves finds out that, you know, they're doing the making whoopee right there in the office and all that, and they're like, wait a minute, what's going on here? And then they get upset, and they're jealous that this person's going to get promoted, and then they go to HR. So those are the two doors. I don't have another scenario here. I don't have any other scenario other than those two, but it's also the payback possibility that this guy, Gerson Rosas, might have screwed over somebody, and this is information that had been whispered. You know, normally when this stuff happens, you know, having worked at radio stations, I know when somebody's fooling around with somebody who's not their wife, that usually, I'm sure it works the other way as well for women and, you know, fooling around with their husband, but that stuff bounces all over the place. People talk. It's just what happens. We all love, it's one of the tenets of human nature is to gossip. Wow. Now, as far as the Wolves, let's get back to them. They are a convoluted mess of a transition of powers. Glenn Taylor is slowly giving up control of the franchise over the next couple of years to Alex Rodriguez and some rich guy we've never heard of. It is a tangled web of chaos. And in a bizarre way, this alleged scandal actually works out to be a positive. Because there's one thing that the new owners don't want is leftovers. This takes care of the problem. If you are dabbling in places you can't dabble, the only way you can avoid being excommunicated is by, guess what? Winning. And that didn't happen. Since Rosas took over back in 2019, in May of 2019, the Timberwolves are 42-94. They have a 309 franchise winning percentage since he joined the organization. So you mix in that with an old-fashioned extramarital affair with an assistant in the office, and it's good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Don't let the door hit your ass on the way out. Mostly for liability reasons, the Timberwolves do not want to get sued, and it's certainly not putting their neck out for this guy because he hasn't done anything yet. All right, final thought. So I would like to spitball on who the Wolves will end up hiring as their permanent GM. Now, there have been some big names that have been mentioned. Relatively speaking. Going forward, though, I would keep an eye out on one name in particular. And you know who that is? You want to take a guess? You got a guess? Alex Rodriguez. A-Rod. Who says no? He couldn't do any worse than the other boobs that have been the de facto GM of the Minnesota Timberwolves. So I'm going to make my elevator pitch for A-Rod. Alex Rodriguez, we know about him is he's a shady actor. He's got an immense ego. He craves the spotlight and attention. He's an attention whore. He also fancies himself a Jerry Jones type figure. He thinks he's the smartest man in the room. So if you think you're the smartest man in the room, why would you go out and hire somebody else? Now, the problem is I'm pretty confident the NBA does not allow the owner to be the actual GM in title. That's not kosher. But there are workarounds. There are absolutely workarounds, right? Hire a sock puppet, and you are the shadow executive. And A-Rod can call the shots. Not that he knows anything about basketball, but why not? He played it when he was like 8 years old in Miami, so that's good enough. Now, the other possibility would be to go out and get somebody that has a massive ego like yourself, if you're A-Rod, and someone you can hobnob with, another bullcrap artist. And the name that I see popping up on my radar is Isaiah Thomas. I'm talking about the old Isaiah Thomas from the Bad Boys back in the day. How many franchises has A-Rod run, or not A-Rod, well, A-Rod's done his own problems, but Isaiah Thomas, how many franchises has he run into the ground? He ruined the CBA, the Continental Basketball Association, was a disaster with the Knicks. I don't remember amazing things when he was with the Indiana Pacers. I think that's the list. Maybe I'm missing something. I got to chuckle out of this. I've seen Elton Brand's name mentioned. That has been floated, likely by Elton Brand's agent because he has nothing to do in Philadelphia. So it's No, he does. I mean, they hired Daryl Morey. He's just kind of hanging out, collecting a paycheck, and so what the hell? All right, it's Ben Maller's show on Fox. If you would like to join this episode of the radio show and hear an hour number three, you can join us at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369, and be part of the festivities. Well, we'd love to have you. Might want to check the spelling. You might want to check the spelling. We'll get to that. And a coaching meltdown. A coaching meltdown. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We believe in the power of the people in the Maller Militia. Get the most out of the Ben Maller Show listening experience by adding your touch. Take a few seconds to follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music and most of the funny sound bites of the Ben Maller Show. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24.
Feel for how, ha, for how.
And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Mr. Nice Guy writes in, he says, monologues featuring the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Minnesota Timberwolves on the same night. Yeah, that's why I'm doing overnights, Mr. Nice Guy, right there. That's an example. You will not hear that content on any of the daytime shows. Only on the overnight. No, no, no. The daytime shows, they talk about the same seven teams over and over again, and then there's a bell that goes off every 10 minutes to mention LeBron James' name. Just Josh in... There's the bell right there.
LeBron James.
Yes. Just Josh in Cincinnati says, I was really hoping your Timber Pup scandal involved Spin Cycle Regina, Hollering James, and the Quickie Mart would have made for some dirty laundry. Yeah. I see what you did there. James the Machinist, who's in the belly of the beast in the Twin Cities, says, spot on monologue. The Wolves are always stuck in neutral. I have a conspiracy theory on why they made the move to toss Rosas specifically today, but I will save that for now. And instead, I'd like to ask for a shout-out for my youngest son, Connor, his 11th birthday. Happy birthday. No, we cannot do that, James. I'm sorry. I'm sure Connor... Now, Connor's becoming a man. He's 11 years old. My guy's almost grown up now. And Connor knows we cannot do a birthday shout-out because it's not a morning zoo show, and that's what morning zoo shows do. We're an overnight show. So, unfortunately, I wish we could. I wish we had the ability to wish Connor a happy birthday, but it's just not allowed. We can't do it. I hope you understand. Maybe some other radio show will wish you a happy birthday, Connor, but not us.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, that is nightmare fuel for Connor.
Happy birthday, you old man.
That's a legend. That's a legend right there. Late night drug tester says, educational monologue. I learned that the Timberwolves had a GM all this time. I figured that they didn't with their recent play over the years. There you go. Nate the Beer Guy is complaining. He just tuned in and having some issues on the stream tonight, the national stream, and he says, I cannot listen to the show, which means I will not be able to wish Roberto a happy birthday. So, sorry, Roberto, you will not get a happy birthday shout-out from Nate the Beer Guy. I know you're bummed out about that. Yeah. All right, let's take some calls. Ben Maller's show rolls on. It is plausibly a call-in radio show as my board gets reset here. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Let's say hello to Beer Drinking Brian, who is in Mizzou. Hello, Beer Drinking Brian. He's alive. He's still breathing, so that's good. It's a wellness check on Beer Drinking Brian. All right. Let him sleep. Thank you, Beer Drinking Brian. Good contribution to the show. And we'll have a brief conversation. Let's go now to a man who was kicked out of Nutley, New Jersey, and is now living on the run around Florida. Boy, are we lucky. He stopped calling the show for a long time, and all of a sudden he came back. I guess he got out of wherever he was staying. Hello, Angry Bill is next on the radio show on Fox. Hello,
take
Angry
that in your
Bill.
Pooper and pop it.
Yeah.
How's it going, gentlemen? Ben, I just wanted to help out a little bit with our friend Richard, who called in, the real handsome guy with the blonde hair and blue eyes, and he didn't think much of himself. But you guys are worried about a nickname for him, but we know the only nickname we can come up for this guy is Dick. Richard the Dick. And that's his nickname. So let's stick with that. You got a nickname for the guy. It fits him absolutely perfect. Now let's get on with an article I read about this Arch Manning, junior in high school. And he's thinking about what college he's going to, and it could be LSU, it could be Alabama. But in his freshman year, it's projected that he's going to be worth $5 million in endorsements as a 19-year-old Manning hand-me-down. What do you think about that? What do you think about this young man being worth that kind of money at 19 years old? And that's only being projected. It's probably going to go over that. So can I have your expert opinion on this $5 million Manning?
I will say, thank you, Angry. I'm glad you're worried about my opinion. Good for him. It's you know, he won the genetic lottery. Good for him.
The genetic lottery. Okay, that's a pretty good answer. How about that he's a fabulous quarterback, and he's going to be the third Manning.
Yeah. How about if his last name wasn't Manning, you wouldn't even be calling the radio show to talk about him? How about that?
Sure, I would be.
No, you wouldn't. You've been calling me for years. You've never called up and talked about a high school quarterback, not one time. The only reason you're doing this is because you have a you-know-what for the Mannings. You love the Mannings. You're a fanboy, and that's fine. Listen, I mean, I deal in the currency of fanboys, and it's all right. Just admit. You're a brown noser for the Mannings. You're a little sock puppet over there, and that's okay. It's fine. You can scratch their back all you want.
After Dick's phone call, I have a real hankering for him, and I'm thinking about giving up Bella for him. That's how handsome he is.
Oh, really? Well, that would be great. Yeah. Bella would approve. You can give up Bella. Yeah. All right. You want to get that in a few more times? No? All right.
Well,
I think we're good. Thank you, though. So glad we had that conversation. Yeah. A guy like Angry Bill, who's in his 60s, calling a radio show to talk about Arch Manning, who's a teenager. The only reason he's doing that is because the guy's name is Manning. That's it. And the last year, who was the top quarterback recruit last year? I don't even know. I'm sure he probably went to Alabama or Clemson or one of those schools, or Ohio State. That's how that goes. My goodness. All right. It's the Ben Maller Show on Fox. And let's see, who is next? Let's go to Andrea in Berkeley, the sports sorceress. Checking in from the Bay Area. Get her star charts out. Take a look at the cosmos.
Yes. Hi, Ben. Happy fall equinox to you and the Mattler Militia.
Still feeling the after effects. We look up to the night sky of the harvest moon.
Yes, yes. She was quite beautiful, and it was the last full moon before the fall equinox.
A luminous event.
Yes, and called the harvest moon because that's when apparently farmers start harvesting their corn.
Oh, okay. Who knew? There you go.
The
Farmer's Almanac. You bring it up a lot, and it's an amazing thing. Made before computers, right? It goes way back, the Farmer's Almanac, many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
When do you think that started, the Farmer's Almanac?
Oh, like 1900s. But they always tune into like new moon, plant things, full moon, things come to fruition. They're very tuned in.
Yeah. I looked it up. The
1800s?
Yeah.
Really?
Since 1818.
Oh, look at that.
Over 200 years that publication's been out there.
Wow. You know, that's a classic. And
that is.
Was it someone's birthday?
Yes, it's Roberto's birthday.
That's what I thought. Yeah, he's right on the cusp of Virgo and Libra. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Roberto.
Happy birthday, Roberto. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Eddie, why didn't you wish him a happy birthday? Eddie, that's a bad job by you, Eddie. Shame on
cumpleaños
you.
Feliz.
Gracias, gracias, amigo.
Okay, all right. Very exciting.
So, we're in the sun enters Libra, time of balance, fall equinox. And in my newsletter, if the Maller Militia would like it, just let me know. It's a free copy. It has all the Mercury retrograde dates, and there's one coming up. September 26th to October 18th, Ben. So the playoffs should be quite interesting.
Well, we don't want interesting. We want boring. We want boring, exciting, celebratory. That's what we want.
Right. We don't
not boring.
Want lots of replays and travel delays and things like that. But we'll take it one day at a time. And I have all the full moons. And and Venus is going to retrograde the end of the year. That's interesting. That rules relationships, love, finances. So that's a little longer and a little more unusual than Mercury retrograde. So all of this is covered in the newsletter.
All right. But very good. If you reach out to Andrea and Virgo in Service on Twitter. Well, thank you.
Yes, and happy birthday, Roberto.
Yeah, happy birthday, Roberto.
You're welcome.
Roberto, boy, that birthday is a special day for
Roberto. Happy birthday, Roberto.
Yeah.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you.
What are you getting for your birthday?
Oh, you know, Eddie.
He's getting something out of the vending machine, I think. That's what he's getting.
Yeah, probably.
He might be getting ribs. I don't know. I hear ribs are on the way. That's what I hear. Are you hungry
tonight?
For some ribs? Yeah. Some ribs are on the way. Flown in.
Yeah.
Right. Landed. The ribs have landed, Eddie. They are on their way. We have a do we have a police escort to get to the station?
Yeah, we are having ribs flown in from Kansas City.
These are authentic Kansas City ribs. These are not some ripoff ribs. These are the real deal. Yeah. You better be hungry, Eddie.
I'm always hungry.
Yeah. I looked up every day there's goofy holidays. Today is Redhead Appreciation Day. That's a holiday. Did you know Redhead Appreciation Day is a holiday? Who's that? Is that
I don't think that's Iowa Sam,
right? No, it is. Look it up. Redhead Appreciation Day is September 23rd.
I mean, every day they have some goofy thing, but it's not really a holiday. Nobody cares.
This Saturday is National Lobster Day.
There you go. See?
That's a big day.
Not for me, it isn't.
It's also, what is it today? It's International Day of Sign Languages Day. That's exciting. I always celebrate that day. National Checkers
Day. I only know one gesture in sign language. I'm not sure if it's official.
Number one.
That's right.
And every day is porn day for Blair.
It's too much masturbation, the problem here.
We can't keep Blair on hold for too long, because if we keep him on hold for too long, we'll lose him to the porn.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
It's now time for...
Time for... Well, hurry, I can hardly wait.
Ask Ben.
Twitter!
Send us your questions on Twitter now.
And away we go. It's Ask Ben. Your questions are answers. We will wax and wane in the microphones of FSR answering the question you've always want answered, but we've been unable to do it. And the reader of the questions to begin the festivities here, the Koopa Loop. I would like to tell you that we will have a pick on that game tonight. Why not? Next hour, Benny versus the Penny, the Thursday night game, Carolina and Houston. But right now, over to the Koopa Loop for Ask Ben.
Ben, we're going to start off with a question for you.
All right.
This is from a Bronco fan in Sherman Oaks, California. He wants to know, this the week that you will join the Maller Militia DraftKings contest?
Well, I'm still thinking about it. Justin to mind his own business. How about that? I can't be bothered with that. Come on. How dare you? What's wrong with you?
Well, the week three contest is live. There's 35 spots left available.
35? That's a lot of spots. We got to fill that up.
Oh, I mean, it's only Thursday. It'll fill.
Look how cocky you are. You're like a peacock.
Hey, everybody's all about it, Ben. You got to join the fun.
Yeah, come on. Let me skirt.
Roberto plays.
Yeah.
Puerto Pinches Raiders?
That's right. Puerto Pinches Raiders.
Okay. I didn't know if I could say that on the radio.
It's his birthday.
All right.
You can say that.
This next question, it says it's for Ben and Coop, but really it's just for me.
All right.
He wants to know if I've ever answered my personal phone saying Fox Sports Radio or Ben Maller Show. He said for you and me, but I mean, you don't.
No, but, I don't. Do
yeah, that. Well, yeah. No, but no, that's literally never happened to me.
Really? That surprises me.
Really?
Yeah, I had a job after high school where I worked for a newspaper, and I had to basically, it was like the complaint line, and there were times I would answer my home phone.
Well, see, I think that's the reason why, because like, I don't have like a landline, so it's not really like the same kind of ringtone, you know?
Yeah.
My phone just vibrates, and so okay. I don't know.
That's legit, I guess.
Yeah. But let's see. Let's go with this next question from Milkman Mike. He wants to know from the crew.
Hi, Milkman.
It's a kind of either or question. What is your favorite horror movie, or what movie scared you the most as a kid?
Oh man, when I was a kid, I was scared by a lot of crap. Like when I was little, you know, the Gremlins actually messed me up. I was like these cute little things, and all of a sudden, Eddie.
My favorite horror movie is The Shining, and I will admit I'm not a big horror movie fan.
No, I'm not either.
When I was a kid, for some reason, Children of the Corn scared the hell out of me.
Malachi.
Calm down. When I was a kid, it was like Friday the 13th. That franchise was big. That was a big deal. Friday the 13th. Freddy Krueger. That was big. But anyway, I was scared by pretty much anything when I was a little kid. What about you, Roberto?
Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street. Freddy Krueger scared the crap out of me, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you. All right.
And The Exorcist. I haven't seen that movie, really.
I don't usually watch horror movies. What about you, Kuvaloop?
You scared or
what? I don't know if it's considered a horror movie, or if it's just like a thriller. But my favorite, I would say like Silence of the Lambs. And as far as the one that scared me the most, I'd have to go with Cujo.
Never saw it.
It's a like dog with rabies. It was terrifying. All the ones that like could actually happen that were like realistic, like A Stranger Calls, those are the ones that scared me.
I got you. All right, why don't we pause for the cause? We'll have more of this outstanding, magnificent content. I know you're impressed, unless you're not. We'll bring the balloon, the cakes, the confetti for Roberto because it's his birthday, and Ask Ben. We'll continue from the honky-tonk. We'll get to it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From peasants to patriarchs, everyone's welcome in the secret society that is the Maller Militia. Listen live from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. But catch up on shows you missed on demand around the clock via the podcast. Tell your friends and enemies about the virtues of the Ben Maller Show and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your audio content. And give us a 5-star review. It helps supersize the Maller brand. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Ask Ben rolling on in the overnight here, and more of this riveting content you've been dying for. Cozy up to the radio or whatever device you're listening to hear the show. It is Ask Ben. Back over to Coop Da Loop we go.
All right, Ben, this next question is from Sharknado Alert, JD in Boston.
Yeah.
He wants to know, did you ever collect anything in your youth? Do you collect anything now?
Yes, JD, I did. I was convinced that I would become a gazillionaire on the strength of baseball cards. And then briefly, they had the, what were those cards? Eddie, you might remember this. You're a little older than me. Remember those Garbage Pail Kid card things?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I had some of those too. Yeah. And I didn't make
money.
What
was the Ben one that they had? They had Evil Eddie, I remember, was one of them. Do they have a Ben one?
Yeah, they did. I don't remember, though. I have to look it up. What about you? What did you collect, Eddie?
Oh, baseball, football cards. When I was a kid, like Star Wars action figures.
We made the mistake. My parents bought those toys were relatively cheap when they came out. Now they're ridiculous, but we played with them all, which was a mistake. We didn't collect them.
I've always been that way, though. I've never understood like buying something and then leaving it in a box and sticking
box?
It on a shelf. Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah, it's a little odd. Yeah. And I've learned as, you know, life events, Eddie, it ends up just going to a landfill when you're, you know, so you might as well enjoy it. What about you, Roberto?
Yeah, baseball, basketball cards. And I got older, would go to like the movies to Best Buy and buy movies like every Tuesday when they came out. It was one of the dumb decisions I ever made in my life. I just have a bunch of movies laying around everywhere.
Yeah.
Dumb.
That's not. Yeah. Hey, by the way, I looked it up, Eddie. It's the Garbage Pail Kid was Bent Ben. Kind of looks like me too. It does look like me. They also had Burger Ben, which also look kind of looks like me a little bit. So yeah, very similar. What about you, Coop?
As a kid, I collected a lot of stuff. I had the Elvis memorabilia collection, collected Pokemon cards, collected Beanie Babies. And with the Beanie Babies, I would put them in like one of the clear like boxes, collector boxes. But we would still play with them, but inside the boxes. So we would pretend it was like all futuristic and the box was like their hovercraft like vehicle.
Oh my God.
That's how we got around that. Now
using your imagination.
Now I have started a small tool poster collection.
How small?
I have two so far, but they're expensive. So
okay.
Yep.
So if anyone wants to hook Coop up, you'd be happy with that, right? You'd be pleased.
Yeah, I mean that'd be awesome, but you know they're tough to get. They're tough to get too.
I got it. All right. What is next year? What do we have?
Alf the Alien Opiner.
Hi, Alf.
Wants to know, have you ever misjudged a fart only to pay the price later?
Of course. Come on. We've all done that. You know, you don't expect a wet one. It becomes a wet one, and then, you know, it just gets all over the place, and it happens. It's disgusting. And you think after a certain period of time, you kind of have an idea what's coming out. But every once in a while, you get a curveball. Backdoor slider. What about you, Eddie?
I definitely have had that happen to me before, and there are a lot of times where, you know, I'll not be sure.
Did you feel the drip?
No, I don't know about that, but there'll be times when I'm not sure what's going on, and so to be cautious, I'll take a seat, and then, you know, it's just the gas, but you can't take chances with
that.
Well,
no, the problem is when you're walking, Eddie, and you let one rip, and it turns out to be that way, and then you can't sit down after that because you got to then go to the bathroom. So
that has not happened often.
You feel the drip, and then you kind of like close your butt cheeks. Okay. And you're like, oh, yeah, that's not good.
Breach of etiquette there, Coop.
So like I'd always wondered like how does this happen to people? It's crazy. But like I don't know, maybe about 5 years ago now, four or five years ago, it happened to me for the first and only time.
You're growing up, Coop.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Luckily, I was at home.
Oh, that's good.